Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here in studio with Manhattan Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. We just got done with page one of the opening soon list. Now, page two.
All right. Good segue. Over on Fort Riley Boulevard, we have the city's working on the Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center. Construction is to begin later in 2018, and that's at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. That'll be a great asset to that side of town. And, you know, while we're talking about those recreation centers, the citizens of Manhattan voted on a sales tax a little over a year ago to add two additional, in addition to this recreation center at both the middle schools. There's going to be some indoor recreation facilities at both of those locations, and they're starting to do some design work, and hopefully in a couple of years we'll have one and then followed by the other one. So eventually we have three neighborhood recreation centers around town, and that is going to be really neat for the citizens of Manhattan and kids and grandkids. And so a lot of good things happening in the community. So those are exciting things.
An indoor basketball court.
Indoor
right?
basketball, yeah.
That's what I'm about.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be really great. But also be able to do indoor volleyball and host of other kind of activities. So we're real excited about it. If we go over on the northwest side of town, Grand Mere, Schultz Construction's got two residential areas. One of them's called Prairie Village that's now under construction over there. Oral Surgery of Kansas is going to eventually have a building and move into 2004 Clock Tower. The First Christian Church is under construction in Grand Mere, the Colbert Hills area. They're going to be relocating to that site from their downtown site, and they're already underway under construction. Wainwright Eye Care is also building out in Grand Mere Village. Their building is, we did a groundbreaking for them. Right now they're calling it Lot 7 in Vanesta Place. And so their building is under construction. Colbert Hills, this is really a long term. There's no specifics to this yet, but they've got a master plan to build some event space and some lodging and a new K-State golf facility out there as they raise some funds for that. So again, there's nothing imminent on that, but they are doing some planning for that. If we jump back over onto Highway 24, we talked about Raising Cane is open. Right next to them is Panera Bread, and that again is a second location for Manhattan, and that's going to be located right next to Raising Cane at 325 East Points Avenue. Fox Home Innovations, LLC, is building in and moving to a new location at XL Road and Highway 24, and we understand late 2018 that they should be done. Robbins Commercial Trucks has got a facility that's under construction at Highway 24 and XL Road as well. Again, Robbins is also on the west side of town where they have an auto dealership there. And speaking of auto dealerships, we have a new auto dealership coming to town. We've never had Kia here located in the Manhattan area, and they are a group that's out of Dodge City in Columbia, Missouri, that are putting in a Kia dealership in Manhattan out on Highway 24. And then back over where Old Navy is going in, Ross's is going to be opening, we understand, in July or August, and so I'm looking forward to that, and that's over in that old Kmart location. Heritage North is, people can see that they put in a lot of infrastructure there. Again, this is on Highway 24, and there's going to be a women's health group and a second surgical hospital owned by the same group that's on the west side, Manhattan Surgical Hospital, and there'll be some physician offices and some other things that'll go in there. So a lot of construction yet to begin. Over on around Kansas State University, the Pi Kappa Alpha House and Beta House are doing new construction, and Theta Chi and Sigma Chi are doing remodeling in there. So a lot of the sorority fraternities are doing some remodeling or building brand new facilities. So a lot of construction going on with that. And then the KSU Foundation has their second office building, which is simply called, which is actually the address, 1880 Kimball. There'll be offices in that second building, and also Blue Stem Bistro will have a second location, and it will be on the main floor of that office building. So people up on that northeast side of town and up north of the K-State main campus will have a place to get something to eat. My understanding is that they're going to work on their hours, but initially they hope to be open in August, and they'll be open for breakfast, lunches, and evenings as the demand is there for that. If we go, there's a new vet that's going to be moving in. This is on McCall Avenue behind the doggy daycare facility that's there. So a vet is going to be going over there.
Makes sense. It's a good place
to be, right? So we've also talked about, I think they're about wrapped up, Little Apple Toyota Honda has done they did a building expansion, and I think they're about wrapped up with that. Manhattan Area Technical College continues on the inside of their facilities to do some alterations that they've got going on. Genesis Health Club on Stag Hill is finally beginning to do some clearing of some land so people can begin to see that was put on hold for a while, but our understanding is that is now started back up, and they are removing some trees and getting the ground up there prepared to start construction.
Do you know what the holdup was on that? And I'm not speaking as if I'm a member, but
sure. I think what we have heard, and I'm getting the secondhand information, is that they were acquiring a lot of other around a multi-state area, a lot of facilities, and they put this on the back burner to do what they were doing by acquiring other facilities not just in Kansas, but in some other states. And so their focus was on that and not on this facility. So that's my understanding. So anyway, they've started moving tearing down some trees, and they'll start working on the land there. So that's our understanding.
Are they still tracking maybe a 2019 sort of date?
We don't have a date yet.
Okay.
They have not given us a date. I know that going through their property there that they're working with the city on, there's a major water line. And the city, they can't move that water line during the summer because of the high demand of water. And so they're going to have to wait till this fall, where they'll be, again, working with the city to move that one big, there's a big water line there. And I know that that's going to slow them up a little bit this summer, but they can still do some dirt work and get the lot cleared so that later this fall they can start doing some vertical stuff working there. Overhead Door is going to move to 2501 Stag Hill Road. Surrounding Kansas State University, NBAF, which we're going to be still talking about for years to come. So Kimball and Dennison, and I know you have folks come in monthly and give an update to your listeners about what's happening there. If you go over to West Anderson, you can see that's that mixed-use development. There's 23 acres of land there, and people can now see some vertical construction. ShopQuick is on Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue, and that complex has got a building up now and still got a lot of work to do before they can open. But they've got up ESB Financial is going to go. They were originally going to start construction there in 2018, but they have postponed. They own the land, but they have postponed construction until 2019, and that will be a west location. So that will be a second location in Manhattan for them. And again, that's at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. Their delay was simply due to the fact that they have an office in Emporia, which is where they're based out of, and they did a complete remodel of their existing facility there. So they postponed building their second location, but they will do that in 2019. Wildcat Creek Fitness, I think July, they're going to start construction on a big addition to their facility and building a challenge course at Wildcat Creek Fitness, so it'll be exciting. And then I think the last time we were on, I don't know whether you've made any progress, but we have a big car museum where Ray's Apple Market, Ward Morgan is going to be doing that, and I know at some point you're going to try to get him on In Focus and
actually, this is perfect timing for you to bring that up. We'll have him on Monday.
Wow, great. So that'll be exciting to have Ward. He'll be able to talk about his cars he already has
and all sorts of stuff.
What his plans are. Because he owns now most of that shopping center, not just the Ray's Apple building, but he owns not all of it, but a good portion of that total shopping center there. So that'll be great. So I hope your listeners will tune in because a lot of exciting stuff will be going on there. And then one of the things that we've had a lot of questions on the west side, you know, Wendy's had that fire out there. And we do understand that they are going to do a major remodel of that Wendy's facility. And in the fourth quarter of this year, they intend to have that open. So we can go on.
Do we have more?
Yeah.
Well, how much more do we got?
Not a lot. We can wrap this up here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's charge forward.
Charge forward. West Loop area.
Yes, that was me screwing up.
Okay. We were all panicked here as to what we were doing. Over and around the West Loop area, they have not started construction, but the medical center has approval to do a 30,000 square foot expansion. There are some apartments, not sure why, that are supposed to go in at Hilton Heights and Claflin, called the Nora Resident Apartment Building. That has not moved forward into that yet. And then, in the Candlewood area, Beauty Supply is going where Accord is currently, and Accord is just going to move down location. Adair, we've already talked about Adair and Thurston attorneys are moving down to Points Avenue. A big project that a lot of people that shop at Target are aware of. Target is doing a complete interior and exterior remodeling, and where the little restaurant used to be or cafeteria at the front is now a Starbucks, and that part should open almost any time. And so, but it is a complete redo of everything inside Target and on the exterior as well. So it's hard to imagine. Target's been with us for quite a while and has done very well here. One of the things a lot of times your listeners have called in and said, what are the closings that are happening? And we do have those in our community. And I think that most people, that's been reported in the meeting, that the restaurant in Aggieville, actually there's two restaurants in Aggieville that have closed in the last 4 or 5 weeks, Dancing Ganesha and Pepper Jack's, both closed. I don't have the specific reasons why they closed. And then Manhattan Shoe Repair at 216 4th Street also closed. So sometimes our listeners have said, well, all you talk about is opening, but there are closings that do occur. And I don't have the reasons for why those closed, but they did close.
It happens. It's just the way it goes sometimes. Thanks so much, Lyle, for going through all that. And I like what you mentioned about Target. I was at Target last night, and I'll tell you what I got at Target. On the other side of the break. How's that for a tease? More In Focus coming up here on News Radio KMAN.